Good evening, everyone. Although everything we do in Messina, we usually very particular and happen in a professional way, my English tonight, not only tonight, unfortunately is not going to be professional. And that is a result of the decision my late father made 42 years ago to be uprooted my English education and brought me here to a new setting of community. Israel, and therefore there will be some major mistakes in my English. Messina is an organization that exists already over 16 years. We have taken upon ourselves the obligation to help people to achieve financial stability, and throughout the years there was a certain evolution we went through. At the beginning we used to give handouts for families, loans, and very quickly we understood that that is not the solution, and that is not helping people to really achieve and to take into themselves the principles of financial stability. It's something you have to learn. People know that, but Messina is an educational organization. And it's very appreciated. Those who came here tonight, men and women, they are the category of special people. Like we find in the Chumash, when Yosef HaTzadik gave the example for Pharaoh to take the opportunity of the Shemitah HaSoifa and to put away baking towards the years of the famine, the Torah says we consider the ish chokom v'lovon, because that, even though it looks simple, it seems to be a very simple solution, but that's not the way that most people act. To be a chokom aroya samoyla and to be a lovon that is making dovon, refoik dovon, that's best. You have to be a special person, someone that looks for real solutions and not quick, instant ways how to solve the problem. The Messina has three divisions. We have a family division, we have an educational division, and a business division. The family division helps families in several ways, by counselors who sit down with the family one-to-one, by making workshops and seminars and lectures to teach and bring forward the information how to learn to become independent. We have an educational division that we have created, the curriculum, that's taught already over 170 institutions in Israel, in England, in Canada, in America, in Israel, in Yiddish, in English. Over more than 7,500 students are learning this curriculum this year throughout the world. We have a business division that does the same for businesses. Many people have very good ideas, they have businesses that are lacking very critical information that unfortunately pulls down the business, and many times the family and the surroundings go down too. They have money in the business. We have a very successful business division that helps businesses to learn and to study the principles of how to run a successful business. Tonight, we have the privilege and the honor, we have Rosh Hashiva and Yaakov Friedman in place especially to say some words about this issue. We are asking the Yaakov please come and say us some words, and thank you for the year of Borah.
You see the Shabbos, the tremendous skus, the tremendous shmira, and the tremendous bracha. The Chabad of the Shabbos, Shabbos Sudai, Nisa u Dineshom Gehenem, Kepel Mashiach, Koi Mumogai, Shibu Golioit, such an incredible power, such an incredible Shmira. And the more a person can be Mechabed the Shabbos, the greater the Skutz. When the Amr gets a Shabbos, Loichel and Achel of the Lima Tzori. Incredible the power and the Skutz of Kavad Shabbos. As I'll teach us, Atesha Batfakon, I'll concern. As great as the Kavad Shabbos is, as important it is, as much as the Shmira and Bracha really is, how can Starkle bring us is more important? Not coming to a situation where we have to take from others is something in the eyes of Chazal that's extremely basic and significant. Dera Chasaira, Dera Hayat. And we know that many of our greatest tzaddikim, and I don't know the eighth level, the highest level of tzaddikim is actually not necessarily giving tzaddikim. But how can a person stand up on his 2 feet through a loan, through a job, through a shutzpah? How can a person not need the money? It's the greatest level of stuff, it's the greatest good. I think not only because a person has to take suffering and drown in the lusha, as the person says, but even objectively speaking, with or without lusha, the Dera Chasaira, the way of the Emesa and Haira, Emesa Yi, to do everything he can to avoid taking from others. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Lord of Yach, he called him Aslam Yachzaka, he called him Aslam to Tzah, and he will start to do it. I think he should undergo great lengths, even Tzah, in order not to have to take from other people. And deal with our family, my face, I have to talk about the staff of Rio. Better a person should have a meal that's simple, like the meals of the week, and not to show the students the Shabbos. And in truth, this is always something very basic, very pushing. But Tzmimus, Diki Yosha, Diki Yid. The Yid will have the Tzmimus and the Yashas of. On the side, always understood. That's something that, if it's all possible, we want to avoid. Obviously, if necessary, it's necessary. Somehow, in our generation, it's become a certain cause. There's a certain culture in our generation. We've lost, many of us, the sensitivity and the feeling. We need to stay away from this issue. It's not the same as it used to be. There's a telling. And I think, to some degree, it may be a little bit of a concern, not only for Maya, morale, right? There are certain things that are concern that come from a Maya, and there are certain Maya that come from a concern. Just in some ways, I think it's coming from a Maya that our generation was under. Baruch Hashem, there's a reboot of London Fire. There's a tremendous growth, an unbelievable growth of London Fire, the Gay Fire, through the life of the Pacific Fire, through the support of Klal Yisrael, and the opportunity to have years of Menucha, Ala Fire, Ala Hoyna, Yoyma, Ala Ayla, without Dainas, Afarnasa. Something extraordinary, a tremendous boost for them and a tremendous boost for the entire world. Something that we haven't seen in hundreds of generations, such numbers. Something extremely beautiful and special that the Klal Yisrael is supporting this, and that the Bnei Torah are Moshe and Nefesh to have this. But in some ways, I think creating such a society, such a beautiful society, such an important society, we develop a certain comfort zone, contagion, a certain talent. And that's a mistake. And in truth, even in talking about the concept of Kaidel, and having the opportunity to be supported by our Koyulim, supported by our parents, that itself is something that the place can get with as a question. Something that hardly your mishpat. Much attention is given to this question. And the Shabur himself brings the Naishan Alaf, the Beralaka, Shuba, the Shmuel. Somebody asked him this question. What's better? If you have a choice, you then and idea kapekha. And you'll learn the scarce hours you have, night and Shabbatas and employment. But you then and idea kapekha. What is it better? Accept the support that someone who wants the support. And this is a question. And the answer is, as we know, it's an issue. The point to be dealt with, Sheikha Sarambam, it's a major chapter of the Kaddish. And of course, his Maskana and his Tshuva, especially in later generations, is it's a necessity. It is a necessity to accept and take that opportunity of Bayer Yonah Malaya, even if it means in some way it's a detour, in some way foregoing the Mila, not making commandments. This is the shock, this is the soul that we have from our vein. This is something very special on the one hand. But on the other hand, we shouldn't lose our sensitivity. Here itself is the shock. And the shock is more important. Yes, we all know about there's something by accepting the support of others, but it's more important. Where will Tavir HaKomi grow? Especially in the next generation where we're so weak in our abilities and our accomplishments. So we do accept this element of our lives. It's worth it and important in our society. But we should always remember there's a concept here. It's not precious for our lives of Torah, it's worth it. Outside of the realm, as long as that Torah, we have to remember and maintain that sensitivity to the Torah of Rebriyos. We give up a lot not to be the Torah of Rebriyos. We used to be somebody who decided to live a life of Torah and enter a time of Koyul. No one understood. It's going to mean giving up certain things, certain comfort, certain ease, with Mesiras Nefesh, because we are being helped, we are accepting, and it's sort of Hashem, like he writes there, it's necessary for the door, it's necessary for ourselves, but to take and live in a way that's comfortable, looking for comfort, looking for luxury. Who would think of such a thing in the man running in Kaila? Of his Tarakabriyas. We live within the means that we need to be able to live without a fire, to take more than we would need, and to be in a situation where we come on to others. We have to remember that, and it used to be that way. So this culture has developed certain kalos, a certain kalos of not living within our means. And then borrow. Here again, another concern with my love, but it's again a kosher sadura. As Al-Kalat, the measure says, Abo Nikru Rishon. One thing is Loiva Veinu Mishama. Loiva Veinu Mishama. To take a loan without having a way to pay it, how I could pay it back, or to be in a situation where I'm not responsible to the payments that I've taken. That's something that's a Zohar Kolar. That's something that's... We don't want to be called Mikra Rasha. Why would they in a shop? Don't know that. Obviously, they're unseen. The situation the person isn't in control of, that's right. And it may be that there are situations where a person may be sometimes allowed to take out love when he doesn't know how he's going to pay it back. But it's a Shaila. It's a Shaila that comes to the question of maybe it's Mikra Rasha. Because I'll tell us, Shabbos is an area where I'll tell us, the Lua Live on Yukarev. The Lua Live on Yukarev. Here too, this is a Shaila. Place this in the beginning of the second paragraph of Beitza, according to the Girsa of the Marshal, is it doesn't mean, even for Shabbos, it doesn't mean that
prison can take a loan, and he has no idea how he's going to pay it back. Even for Shabbos. To me, there are ways, there are possibilities. You have much finite, it's not available now. Don't worry, I'll back it up with what Barbara said. Not a phantom, not a pushing. Come on, why is that? The man who was Mother, Marshall, is not a man to Mr. Bull. He said that the question holds the Arimia. But even for Shabbos, where Chazal did say, the Bull Amin, the Bull Amin, the Bull Amin, the Bull the concept of taking a Bull out of Chazal, if it's ever possible, if it's ever legitimate, somebody should realize, it's a Shaila. So let's come on, Shaila's in Bosa Bakola, Shaila's in Yerideya, it's a Shaila. And it's not very question to do it. We're dealing with something that may be a question of interruption. And here again, there's a little bit of a Chushas Hador in this concept. Chushas Hador and Achrayas, what it means to take Havor, and when I can take Havor, in what circumstances, being Bechoyed and being able to, not being able to, there's a Chushas Hador. There's a certain palace. This also may be a Chisor and Mikot Vahar. Or Hashem, so much chesed, there's so much suffering. There's so many gemachim of the time in this Havas chesed, this matzah, the importance of creating gemach, giving gemach. There's an unbelievable amount of chesed in gemach and the real chasson that we're doing. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that we should be and can be irresponsible in this area of Havas. I remember the Volva was Matsky, the Jaime Kamenetsky, Namir Yeshiva, his uncle. And he told the story that he had heard from a Jaime how he ended up going to America. Going from Europe to America in those years was not a question of the challenges of Yiddishkeit, the challenges of Faya, not a question of the thing. How was it that Jaime Kamenetsky came to pick up his family and move to America? He was in a small city. He had a very meager salary in the city. At some point, something happened, and he came to a situation where he had debt that he couldn't pay. And he met a president, figuring out his salary, his matzah, and he saw, this matzah, I'm not going to have a way to pay back this thing. This is America. We're in America, I'll get a job in America. He went to America, picked up his family, where he went and the situation that he faced, the situation that his children had to face, wasn't what we know of today in America. Yeah, he didn't have a husband. How is it going to work? I can't say yet. So what was said, they had a husband together, he was a doctor. What was the school of Choy that he picked up his family and made such a mark on their lives for? They made a chesed, if I'm not mistaken, he said that what would do would equal in our times a few hundred dollars. We're not talking about chesed, but who the chesed dollars in the chesed? We're not talking millions of dollars. Several hundred dollars. It's a coin. It's not for others. It's a shadow. These are important concepts. Derech HaTorah. Ansar Fabriyas, Lloyd O'Mashalek, they're important parts of being an Emes of Empire. And in the door, and in the Kufa, where the challenges of Parnasa are so great, and particularly for an Empire, and in the door, and in the Kufa, where there's a certain insensitivity to these important points. An organization like Mesila plays an extremely important role. And the Shlichus, in trying to be moderate, in trying to guide and educate people how to be responsible, how to stay within their means, how to stay on their feet, how not to need to come on to others, and how not to take out boys that they can't pay, do it in a healthy, responsible way, responsible to themselves, responsible to their family, and responsible to Yiddish Gelo, theirs or others. It's an extremely important role. And it's an extremely important shlichus. I've been watching and seeing some of their work, probably for as long as they're around, and seeing much of their pain, helping people, saving people from smitesus, saving families, guiding, directing, something very beautiful. That's certainly the key. And the highest madrigal is and that's above. More important than giving. It's certainly a key of that shlichus. And it's something that the whole door has to appreciate what they're doing for us. And it's something that we all have to do. And learn what we can from their direction and from their advice, from their career. We hope we should help them continue with their Melechet HaKodesh, the Chokmah, the Truna. And they should be zayecha as they are roi to. The tremendous brachas that Noisnei Tzedakah has. Tremendous brachas. So the Lama brings to the boundaries of brachas that Noisnei Tzedakah has. And obviously the highest madrega, the exact Lord, and also to the greatest brachas. Ubizchusam Yigalu B'nei Yisrael. So we should all be zayecha to the bracha, and the hatzlacha, and the shefa, of living on Derech HaTorah, Mitzvot Limud HaTorah, Tzivos HaTorah, but with the Derech HaTorah Mitzvos, what it means, Moment Yisrael, what it means, Achrayus. Bezchusam we should see in the Gula Kroibach, Tzion Bamishpat Yipadeh, Shavah Yisrael.